You will hear a head chef called Alex Christakis giving a talk on training to be an apprentice chef. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi, I'm Alex Christakis. I'm the head chef at The Bay. I've been cooking professionally as a chef for about 16 years now. If you have a passion for food and you're thinking about doing an apprenticeship, the first thing I'm going to say is that it takes an enormous commitment. But if you're prepared to make that commitment and have the stomach for hard work, it can be an absolutely amazing profession to work in. So what's it like to be an apprentice in a kitchen? Well, you're going to be busy all the time throughout the shift you're working. The pressure never lets up. It's there from the moment you walk into the kitchen to the moment you go home. That's just the way it is across the industry. You'll receive careful supervision, of course, but there are times when you'll just need to get on with things by yourself, without someone keeping an eye on you. So there are several qualities I look for in chefs starting out in my kitchen. If you've ever watched those cooking school TV shows, you might have got the impression it's all about innovation and being some kind of food pioneer. The reality is, if you're not a team player, you're not going to survive the apprenticeship. If someone's struggling, you cover their back and lend a hand when you can, and you hope that when you're up against it, someone will leap in and help you. And that's the kind of attitude we want to see persist, no matter how high up the ladder you go. For the first 4 weeks, it's small steps. Before an apprentice can even think about planning a whole dish or putting a menu together, they've got to start with the basics. So there's a lot of time spent measuring things out, so everything is in the correct proportion. So when it comes to week 4, the expectation is that each apprentice can make a sauce from scratch. Nothing fancy, butter, flour, milk, a little seasoning, there you go. With the apprentices, there's some that make faster progress than others. The ones who stand out all tend to have the same thing in common. So yeah, what it all comes down to is detail. Focus on this and you'll please your customers. The minute you start cutting corners, the dish is going to be a disappointment, and the sooner a chef realises this, the better. As a chef, you want to be able to make the same perfect dish over and over again, to the same high standard. That means acquiring what many of us in the trade refer to as taste memory. It takes time. It's not as instinctive as you might think. But it's imperative for young apprentices to recognise flavour and flavour combinations so they can make whatever adjustments are necessary. It's learning to walk before you can run. Doing an apprenticeship is an intense experience. After around 3 months, our apprentices begin to realise that if you want to get ahead, it's all about making sacrifices. And one of the hardest things to give up for them is their social life. They see their mates in other professions heading out on a Friday or Saturday night, and it's tough, really tough, because that's when their shift starts in the kitchen. It can be easy to feel sorry for yourself at that point, but yeah, you just have to get your head down. If I could go back in time and give myself some advice when I was an apprentice, and I kick myself all the time about this, I never bothered to write recipes down. And every now and then, I have a flashback and I think, oh, I'd love to make that again. And I look through my book and, no, it's not in there. So, yeah, I wish I'd had more vision at that age. So, is it hard work? No question. Is it rewarding? Absolutely. Why wouldn't you want to do a job that allows you to travel the world, eat great food, and share a kitchen with some amazingly talented people? And you know, these days, there are now more media opportunities than ever before. I mean, for young chefs to promote themselves. Fantastic! It's not the standard newspaper interviews like when I was starting out. You're young, and the world's your oyster.